Okay, hey guys, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk more about some of the challenges that I'm trying to overcome at the moment and how I believe my neurodiverse mind is playing tricks on me. And I want to talk about a few things I'm testing out in this crazy world. I'll give you a bit of an update on everything. So let's dive in. Okay, so if you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, you'll know a lot of it is around my personal journey with my neurodiverse mind, that frustrating thing in my head, and the different tools that I use to help get me through the day, let alone week, month, and year. And I want to share just a few different musings that may ring really true for yourself, and you may be able to pull something out of. So I've been, in the last couple of months, I've moved into a new house and we've had a heap of stuff done, and I'm so grateful for that. It's looking really good, and I'm stoked, and I'm starting to get to a point where I have a bit of downtime. Now, downtime for me is still doing 150 things at once, but it's at least a little bit more settled than it has been. And so I've actually got some time to reflect on what I want to do and change in my life. And some of the big challenges I'm coming up against as I sit here and reflect is trying to find the motivation for the next thing. Now, it can be one of those things where when you're battling for that gold medal, you do everything until you get it. And once you get that gold medal, it takes a bit to reset, reframe, and pick what's next. And I'm kind of going through that at the moment. We've got into the house a year and a bit ago. I got married. My relationship's good, my home is good. In business, I make enough money to be happy. I'm not a multi-millionaire, and I've never had a desire to be rich for the sake of being rich. And I'm kind of sitting in this zone at the moment where I need to give some energy, and especially around my fitness. Like, the one big place that I need to sort out is my health and fitness. And I kind of feel I'm struggling to get enough motivation to do things. Like many of us, my natural habit is see a problem, put a ridiculous amount of energy on the fun and exciting stuff, and hope it work, hope it all sorts itself out in 2 weeks. That's my natural way my brain operates. But it can be really tough because it's not actually how the way the world works and how success works. I think I mentioned in the last podcast, I can choose to be right or I can choose to be successful. Now, too often I choose to be right rather than actually listening to others, being open to a change, even when I think I am. Like, I really sometimes think I am, and yeah, I question that. I question that sometimes. And I was listening to a podcast the other day by the guy who wrote The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Really good book if you haven't read it or listened to it. I listened to it. And he talked about a few truths that no one liked to hear. And I thought that's probably something I need to hear because I'm probably trying to do the easy stuff. And I find myself sometimes improving the easy stuff when I have no motivation, rather than tackling the hard stuff. That's the stuff that I kind of sweep under the rug and try and ignore, and I just kind of blankly pretend like it doesn't exist. And sometimes I really don't even know what it is. I've hidden it so well deep and deep inside that I just completely can't tell. And what a couple of the truths you mentioned that were really important for me is, one, consistency matters more than intensity. Now, I've spoken about this over the years, but it's so easy to let it go. And the kind of concept being is that you're better to do 10 minutes at the gym, 6 times a week, than you are to do one gym session once a week. Now, don't get me up on the exact detail. It's just an example. But the kind of concept is if you just try and do one big gym session, and then you kind of lose energy and you just end up stopping it because there's no consistency, you're better to do 10 minutes a day rather than one giant big kind of workout. And that's kind of like sometimes the way I look at the problems I deal with in life and I try and tackle. And so, like, I'll try and tackle trying to get healthy and fit. In the old days, I'd go and do that hour and a half gym session. I'd get into it. I'd go full speed, like 7 days in a row. And then before I knew it, I'd just be burnt out and give up. And where I really struggled was, how do I keep repeating and being consistent? Because this is something that's just so huge for all of us with neurodiversity, is holding on to consistency. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. The other piece he talked about, which is really in league with this, is sexy and exciting results come from doing all the boring things well. And that's really sad, right? Because I really like doing the sexy and exciting stuff, but it's quite right. Like, you know, if I do something really sexy and exciting, I probably actually get worse results. You know, because it's not, it's either short-lived or it's not seen in the same light as everything else. And it's tough. And you know, I find myself kind of, you know, being a flash in the pan. Whereas it's actually the repeating stuff that works. But if I'm honest, consistency is my enemy. It's really tough. Like, you know, it's what's easy to do is easy not to do. It was a great saying I learned from Stephen Bartlett. And it's really been something I've kept in mind this week as I've gone through. Now, I'll give you a great example. We found this really cool protein and collagen powder that is tasteless protein and collagen. I put it in my coffee, so I get 20 grams of protein when I have a coffee. Really helpful, really great for people who need extra protein in their diet. And, you know, I used to do that religiously. I really did it for a while. And then the consistency challenge appeared, something changed, something shifted. It's usually when a routine breaks. I think it may have been when I moved house, and it kind of just got forgotten. It's not that I didn't want to do it, but it didn't become a priority in a newly forming brain at the new house. And it was only in this last week, I stood there and looked at it and went, it's so easy for me not to do this. And it's so easy for me to do this. So I need to force myself to do this. I need to make sure I'm doing this little boring thing because, you know, to me in the time, it seems so boring. It actually takes me an extra 20, 25 seconds to pour this stuff into my coffee, stir it around, get out all those lumps. My God, that's just the hardest bit. And, you know, it's just, and I know this seems so basic, right? Some people listening to this be going, why are you complaining about this? But honestly, it's so boring. It's like 25 seconds feels like a lifetime of pain. And this is the ADHD side of me coming out, is that I just can't. You know, to do it consistently, I had to break it down and look at it like that and go, that's how my brain is seeing this. It's saying, this is taking a lot of energy. I can't see the exact payoff or the exact result from this straight away. So why do I do it? And that to me is the cause and effect side where I see a lot of dyslexics have, is my brain is not, is when I'm putting this little bit of powder into my coffee, it's going, this is taking me 25 seconds. I can't see instant results, or I can't really connect the outcome of what I'm getting to this task. Does that make sense? I can't see the end result from this particular task, so why do it? And so often, unless something has been completely, you know, I don't want to say beaten into you, that's the wrong word, but, you know, drilled into you to a point where it's so automatic, those new habits are so easy to start and lose. Because our brains cannot see the actual effect of what we're doing. And so while you've got energy around it, it's easy. But the minute the energy or that motivation or that, I want to call it automatic willpower, kind of goes away, which we can have for a period of time, it becomes really tough. And it kind of feels friction. There's a lot of friction going on. And so I've been really reminding myself a lot this, you know, this past few weeks about this. How can I make sure that I choose the easy to do and take an easy not to do and turn it into easy to do? How do I make sure that I'm reminded that that protein is sitting right there and I need it? How can I keep that promise to myself? Because I have a huge habit of breaking these little promises to myself. You know, just the small things, these things that seem so insignificant, but one day I'll say, I'm going to put protein in my coffee every day. And I'll do it for 2 weeks, and then I'll just start to get lazy. Or I'll start to lose that energy. I'll start to lose it, and I'll start to think, is this even making a difference? And it's like my brain starts to talk myself out of doing it. And that's never a good place to be. It's never helpful. It's never useful. And so I've starting to change my external environment and put things back into places where they stand out, and starting to pick health tools that become just automatic in what I'm doing. So I'm going to start to drink hydrogen water. I did some research. It's really good for your cells. It involves a drink bottle that uses electricity to create hydrogen in the water. I won't go into all the detail of it, but for the sake of this podcast, what I'm trying to use it for is to bring something into my day that I can't lose or I can't miss. So this type of water bottle, if I just drink, I choose to drink out of this water bottle, and I always use this one water bottle, it's going to be quite easy to just click it and go. It's not going to be too tough. And it's how do I create those type of things where it actually, if I look at it and go, I can do that. They have to be so small, and I have to be so willing to push through when I can't see the end result that I just keep going. Does that make sense? And I'm sure I'm not the only one struggling with this. And there are days where it just feels like everything is up in the air and the routine world just doesn't work. And I see this a lot in dyslexia. Myself, I struggle with routine. I've used routine to keep me in line. I also see the other side of the coin where dyslexics have no routine. They live so freely. And it does work to a point, from what I've seen, that they just go with where the wind takes them. And it works until it doesn't work, right? And I think for me, routine has been so valuable, but it comes with its challenges. The other part of my brain wants to live so freely that there's nothing on my calendar, there's nothing on my to-do list. I just live completely like a free spirit. And so it's, you know, it's like there's these two sides of the bell curve that are always at ends. And the more tired I am, the more I want to live freely. The more awake I am, I can work more with my routines. But, you know, and I've lived both styles of the life, if I'm honest, probably definitely more the routine side, but the routine stuff always comes back to the top for me. And whoever's listening to this, this is, you know, you've got to pick your own journey here about how you do this. But what I would say is, and this is the real crux of this. This is what I'm even trying to tell myself and remind myself, is that I need to stop looking for that sexy, awesome, exciting thing that's going to give me a new result, rather than just doing the boring stuff repeatedly. You know, I know for my fitness and me getting healthy, it's about repeating the boring stuff that will get me there, not some amazing new workout technique or some new tool that's just going to break the camel's back, right? It's not about trying to pick a new diet or a new system. It's about doing a system. Does that make sense? It's like a pep talk that we potentially all need at some point to kind of get us to where we need to be. Like, right, like it's so often I'll get 80% of the way through something, and that last 20% just either seems too boring or too harrowing, and I just don't do it. And I don't want to do that. I want to find that motivation. I want to enjoy it. And I want to really rediscover it. Because without it, what are we about? What are we doing? You know, it's at the same time, I give myself a lot of headspace, a lot of time to think on this, because it is important to let it run through the brain. You know, I don't beat myself up. I know this is how my mind works. You know, I definitely don't beat myself up. I get frustrated with myself, but I let it go pretty quickly after that, because it's just not worth the pain, right? You know, just imagine like how cruel we could be to ourselves. But if we can kind of find that consistency, and when I say we, I'm talking about me, guys, but you're welcome to borrow this. What's it going to take? What's one thing that if you just did consistently for a long period of time would compound into the result you're after, even if it isn't fun and exciting and interesting? Have a think about it. Just pick one thing. For me, it's putting this protein in my coffee. This is the one thing I'm using, this small little promise to myself, and buying this water bottle. Those are the two big ones that I've got a promise to myself. I'm going to learn this water bottle and I'm going to do this protein. And they're going to remind me that I can keep promises to myself. Even if it takes me a month to remind myself, I'm going to do it. Every time I see it, I do it. Does that make sense? You know, those small little things, even though they seem so pointless, you know, is actually the thing that's going to get me the end result. So hopefully that's been a kind of a general pep talk for the brain there. Guys, think about it. You know, I'll pop a link in the show notes to the video I really enjoyed, this one from The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. It talked about six important truths I really loved. Fantastic one to listen to. He's a little un-PC, so just be aware of that. But what he talks about is really good and direct, and I think it's the kind of stuff we all need to hear. So I'll make sure that's in the show notes. Have an epic rest of your day.